I'm on the bottom. No.
Started from the bottom, now I'm here.
No, you're definitely on the bottom. Oh. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dose of Reality, the podcast. I'm Jazz.
And I'm Jane.
And this is where we talk about reality TV and related drama.
Yeah.
This week, we've got, I guess, the same dose. However, it's a new show substituting for Atlanta because Atlanta had a bye week. So it's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and then Real Housewives of Dubai.
Dubai.
Okay, so let's kick it off with Beverly Hills, episode 14. Episode 14 already?
I know, it goes so
fast. What in the hell is happening?
Or wait.
That can't be right.
No, it's four.
Scrap that. Episode four. That's my bad. I was like, did I fall asleep and miss like 10 weeks?
I was like, it goes
You were like, yep, sold. Okay, so it opens right up and we're kind of talking about, well, actually opens up very slow, but eventually we start talking about Brenna tells Dorit that she needs to talk to Lois about her trauma
yeah.
with the serial killer. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I can't remember. It was like this, like something strangler, like whatever. Anyway, that dude, terrifying. That story, yeah. I remember when she told that seasons back. Oh, God, so scary.
So scary.
Lois is a true effing survivor.
Yeah. And it's just like, well, yeah, it made me cringe and it's really sad.
It's so sad.
But Dorit could benefit from talking to Lois about it.
It seems like she had interest in that.
Yeah.
Because her trauma
and
right
R.I.P. Lois.
R.I.P. Lois.
Oh my gosh.
Just a moment of silence for her.
Yeah. And so then, yeah, Dorit's getting put through it. But before we dive into all the Dorit stuff, then the conversation kind of continues and all the girls are sitting around and they're talking about Crystal and, you know, Kyle, of course, is like, what is going on with Crystal? Like, what was that about? Da, 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 da. And Erica's like, well, I think she's upset because you guys are telling her that her feeling. And then everybody's like, oh, I get it. And it's like, why does it take Erica to explain that?
And you could tell Erica knew exactly what Crystal was saying and was kind of like, oh, I just kind of feel like it's this, but I don't know. It just might be.
Exactly. She's dancing around it because she doesn't want the other girls to, like, think she's siding with her, I bet, because they're the Fox Five or whatever they call themselves, which is
so crazy.
So just, like, gang mentality. Yeah. It's insane. It
makes me bomb.
But then one weird thing that they had pointed out that I was like, oh, yeah, is that that was 1 year since all the shit with Erica went down.
So crazy.
In the same place.
So crazy.
If I was Erica, I'd never show my face there again.
I know. That was.
I'd be like, no, this is a bad luck place.
Is she even like, I don't know. She obviously, we'll talk about it, but has a lot of crazy shit that's still coming out of her mouth. But last season was insane. You can tell she's like a different person this season. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even imagine like the anger she, well, we kind of saw a lot of it, but oh my God, that was so wild. And she, it was nice of her to be like, thanks for putting up with me.
Yeah.
Because she was a lot to put up with.
She was a lot, but, and she has mellowed down, but yeah, I think she needs to rewind and look at the way she treated Sutton, and I think she needs to reflect on that a little bit. I think the only one who really deserves an apology is Sutton, and I don't even like Sutton.
And the victims, because she has shown zero compassion.
And the victims, and then Garcelle went ahead and called her out for that. Garcelle was like, I think people
Is like, and you. She's literally like going down the line and calling everybody.
And she's even picking fights that don't deserve fights, but whatever. We'll talk about that. But the way she was just like, well, Erica, people are upset with you because you haven't shown any compassion for the victims. And then Erica takes it upon herself to talk about how she feels like the victims didn't even, might not
well,
have.
Yeah, yep.
My skin crawled. I was like, are you really going to talk about the victims as if they haven't gotten paid?
Yeah. Well, she is alluding to the fact that they just don't know there's not enough evidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why don't you just zip?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you don't know how lawsuits work. And I guess I don't either. I've never been sued. But I don't understand why she can't just say my heart goes out to the victims.
I will say that I one time heard this podcast by, I think it was Radiolab, and they just, they did this, like, deep dive into, like, how the justice system works, and basically, like, if you admit wrongdoing, so it's, like, a cultural thing in the states where, like, if you, like, formally apologize for something, you are taking ownership for it, and so that does play a big part into it. I do know that, but, like, there are things that she can say, like, she has shown no compassion, but, like, it is, people have, like, for saying, I'm sorry, have been blamed for things. Oh. Like, it's so, it was really interesting. It's so crazy.
That is important to note, because it just seems so heartless. Mm-hmm. It really does.
Well, hers is, and she's so woe is me that it's like, it is beyond that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want, I'm looking out for myself legally. It's like truly, she actually just only sees herself as a victim. The way she talks, you can kind of tell.
Yeah, 100%.
It's crazy.
Well, yeah, and then she just made the comment, we're not even sure these people didn't even get paid. And I was just like, ooh, bad, not good. I would just leave it as it is and just be like, I am not sure, I wasn't part of it. That would be my game plan. I'd be like, I have no idea.
Yeah, she could have even said, if this did indeed, all of this happened, that is terrible for them. Mm-hmm. Literally, that's it. But
yeah,
not a lawyer. I don't know what you can and can't say.
Also not a lawyer, but Kim Kardashian is, so maybe we'll just reach out to her. Okay, so moving on. So then we kind of go back and forth between scenes, and Sutton and Diana are having a conversation. And I thought it was important that Diana kind of noted too, like, they were talking about triggers and what like brings out anger in them. And Diana was like, yeah, when people talk about my accent or like treat me like they don't know where I'm from, they can't even point out my country on a map. Yeah. Like, they don't know. And then she was talking about how angry of a person she used to be.
Interesting.
And she's like, I
missed that. This was kind of a boring scene to me, but yeah.
Yeah. And she just talked about how, like, she used to be so angry and she'd just find herself like fighting with people and just like so mean, because she was like embarrassed because people would pick on her for who she was. Mm-hmm. And now that bitch is laughing, throwing money around like it's nobody's business. Well,
I kind of struggle with her because I feel like she's one of those people that expects, like, that wants to be treated a certain way and, like, gets offended by things, rightfully so, but doesn't show other people that same respect. Like, I just feel like, looks down on people who aren't as rich as her. Like, she has a super bad classist issue going on, which she literally married into money. So, okay. And also, like, with the accent thing, like, she full-on interrupted, like, Sutton talking about something that was important to her to make fun of her accent.
Yeah.
So when she said that was a trigger for her, I was like, the fuck are you going around making fun of other people's accents for?
I didn't even put that together.
Like, that was like, I just rolled my eyes and like stopped listening to anything else she said, because I'm like, you're just kind of like, everything's one way for you and a different way for everyone else. But also I just am like bored by like the money bragging. It's like, it's weird. Like, so there's like Heather Dubrow, who was like, isn't this fun? Here's my house. And it's fun to watch her ridiculously rich house in a way that's just like, this is just how I'm living.
Right.
Like, I feel like Diana just goes out of the way to brag about money and just constantly talk about it.
It's unreal.
It's like crazy.
It's unreal. And she's like, and this person designed my house and this person designed my house.
And they laid this out for me. And when I go there, they do this and blah, blah, blah. I don't know what a store is. I've never heard of a store. I don't know sales.
And then when I go stay somewhere, I need my whole crew to go check it out for a little. I'm like, that is so, just shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Just God. Seriously. Like, I love to watch like wealth because it's interesting to see how people actually get to live when it's just like in an actual natural way.
Right.
And not shitting on everyone else. But whatever.
And an Anna Nicole Smith situation doesn't, like, I'm just like, all right, good for you, but like,
yeah,
it quit looking down on other people who didn't do that.
Yeah, okay, right. Thanks. Didn't marry into a fuck ton of money.
Yeah. So then it goes back to
really quick. It is good that they're like on a good
bringing that up. Yeah. So then it goes back to the conversation with Crystal, and Garcelle gets Crystal to come just to attack her, apparently, which is so annoying.
Oh my god, she is so just, everything is a setup with Garcelle.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
And then, okay. So Crystal comes.
First of all, she says, I feel like I'm in a weird therapy commune. I was like, this is a weird therapy commune. It's so funny.
It is. And I was just getting so frustrated watching it because I'm like, they're not... They weren't just because Kyle was like, you can't get mad at us for disagreeing with you. And I was like, you weren't disagreeing with her. You were literally screaming at her and pounding your hand on the table.
Yeah.
As like she screaming. Sat on the couch and then
Dorit was like literally lording over her, yelling at her about how she's not dismissing her feelings as she's dismissing her feelings.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It was insane. And then Kyle does give her, like, an apology after it, like, had all kind of, like, simmered down and Crystal really got to explain where she was coming from. Mm-hmm. And Kyle was like, I'm sorry I didn't see it like that in the moment, which I can give Kyle that because, like, I feel like we've all kind of just, like, lost ourselves in the moment and you're trying to defend a point that's...
I agree with that. I don't think Kyle's apology was sincere, personally.
But that's the thing, too, is I'm like, yeah. Was it sincere? And it didn't seem sincere when she turns around at Sutton's party.
Yeah. It really didn't seem like that. And also, it seemed like she just said it in the moment because, like, Erica had explained it. She felt, like, obligated to. Like, it didn't seem authentic at all, but...
Well, and then they start attacking Crystal because Crystal's, like... The whole race thing gets brought up because Garcelle drops this bomb, right? I feel like... Anything Sutton would have said that night, you would have said she's that girl.
Mm-hmm. Which, oh my God, when she said it was so like fucked up because she had insisted that she come here.
Mm-hmm.
She's been like honestly bullied. Like uh-huh. People can say it's a strong word if they want, but mm-hmm. You fucking sit somewhere like when you're alone with a bunch of women, have them yell at you and tell mm-hmm. you that your feelings don't matter, that you're wrong for how you feel, that you're using the wrong words, that all of this shit, and we'll see what you fucking think about that.
Yeah.
But it was that. She knows how she has been feeling. She comes and to just hear them out and explain her point of view.
Yeah.
And I just feel like with Crystal, it's like, it really annoys me when people are like, you didn't use the right word, because I feel like she is very careful about what she says.
And she's very articulate.
She's super articulate. It says exactly what she means mm-hmm. and uses, I think, such appropriate language mm-hmm. for it to not be confused ever.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I'm sorry, she's better with a dictionary than you. Yeah. I don't, like, she uses the words that are appropriate for the situation.
Right.
So when they always are telling her it's not the right word, it just drives me fucking crazy. And Garcelle right. knows all this, and she couldn't have just waited for a different time.
Exactly.
But she just lays it on, like, with this while she's just here to defend herself.
Again, yeah.
Alone.
Yeah. And she, and then I understand she was a little tipsy because yeah. she had said that. But mm-hmm. still, she should have apologized. Instead, she doubles down. And then, so.
But also, just as a person of color to person of color, like, you're going to sit and tell someone that how someone made them feel. Like a racial issue was a setup. Like
right.
how damaging. That is yeah. so fucked up.
It's really bad.
Oh my God. That I would be, she stayed so calm. I would be so mad.
I know. I would be
just dismissing livid. Her experience again, which is what started the whole thing last year.
By the way, Crystal was standing up for Garcelle in the moment last
right.
year.
Yeah. That was
it was all about Kyle talking about Garcelle not raising her paddle.
Right.
And not paying the, right. or raising her paddle and not paying the, so literally, Crystal was defending Garcelle. Then Garcelle throws this in her face. Then Crystal defends herself and was like, well, you guys weren't there for the whole conversation. Then Kyle turns around and is like, I was there. That's not true. And it's like, what is – talk about a setup.
Yeah,
talk about
no
a
kidding.
Fucking setup, yeah. Garcelle.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you really – I was getting so fucking it was, mad. And –
it was a lot.
Then for people to even act like what Sutton did say on camera wasn't enough to,
I know.
To be uncomfortable.
So crazy.
Like,
they were like, Kyle was mean to her, blah, blah. I was like, are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah.
If someone is talking about their experience as a person of color, mm-hmm. Sutton was so pissed that Crystal dared talk about race.
Uh-huh.
She tried to equate her being made fun of for her southern fucking accent as the yeah. same thing for like racial biases.
Right.
Out of your fucking mind. And
right.
she was, not only was she like arguing, she came in hot with Crystal and she was just like so offended that someone should have like racial issues. Like she was mad that that's like it's unfair for her to talk about that because she has problems too, which is like disgusting to
it's
me.
So gross. And then, and it wasn't even Crystal who brought up race in that conversation. It was Kyle. Kyle said, Garcelle explained to me that, like, you know, there's a stigma against black people that they don't pay their bills. Da, 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 mm-hmm. da. These are all Kyle's words verbatim. Well, Garcelle's words that Garcelle told Kyle. And then Sutton kind of jumped in and Crystal was like, well, yeah, as a person of color. And then Sutton went off. So
mm-hmm.
it was all a bunch of bullshit. It's so fucking frustrating.
Crystal's just like the scapegoat. And it's actually starting to piss me the fuck yeah. off because she's the only one that I think is reasonable.
Yeah.
And she keeps getting attacked.
Exactly. And then not only am I mad about this conversation, but Kyle's fucking dogs.
I know.
I was like,
your dogs are insane.
Get, oh my God, no.
Get your dogs.
No.
Legit, get your dogs.
If I was trying to eat food and my dogs were, and dogs were trying, I would be pissed.
I'd be so mad. They were just eating food off my plate. I'd be so mad.
Come on. It's not cute. It's not funny. No,
it's like, really you gross, might, actually.
Just a PSA for everybody. You might love your dogs, but that doesn't mean they're not shitheads. So when people are over, make them act appropriately or put them away.
Right. Okay. But just really quick, the other thing about this conversation is that, like, Kyle, like, well, actually, I think this happens a little bit later on, but I'll just mention it quick, that Kyle to Sutton is like, Sutton's like, I would never say anything bad. And Kyle's like, this whole time, everyone's acting like Sutton wouldn't have said something terrible. Sutton wouldn't have said something terrible. I'm like, did you not just literally try to turn everyone against Sutton for something perceivably terrible that she said?
Yeah.
From, like, what the fuck is happening?
Right.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
That's we'll move on from the La Quinta scene.
Yeah.
But we'll get back to it in a second. Just on the in-between, we already talked about Lois, but I also wanted to mention, since Lois has the stroke this episode, it's so sad. But
yeah, that was really sad.
Then Kyle was talking about her mom and how they took care of her and stuff. And that was sad.
Very sad.
It's a bummer. But then she was like just saying how she's really glad she spent that time with her. So that's nice.
Mm-hmm, that is nice.
And then Dorit, like, it's really hard with Dorit because she went through something so terrible, but it's so like her to still make you annoyed of her.
Yeah.
Where it's like, dude, you, oh my God, I feel bad for you, and I want to not get frustrated at you because you went through something terrible, but you're just, like, framing everything to make yourself, like, look even more, like, and it, I don't even know how to say it, like, she makes it so that everyone else is still, like, putting her in a bad situation, basically.
Right.
That's how she's, like, twisting everything, like.
Well, even when she's talking about Crystal and she's like, you're really going to use the word safe place.
Safe space, yeah.
It's like, oh, that's it, just because you're the, it, well, and then, so just let's backtrack just one quick release, or one, whatever I'm trying to say, I don't even know. on the way there, Kyle, I don't know why, I feel like Kyle's trying to pull trauma out of Dorit.
Yeah, she's trying to use her
because in the car, she's like, oh, there was somebody over my gate.
Yeah.
And Dorit's like, what do you mean?
Did I not say that?
You did say that. You are a predictor. It's weird. And I'm like, why would you say that to her? Why wouldn't you just text whoever it was and be like, bring on security or whatever? Mm-hmm. We all know you have security outside your gates.
Yeah.
So that was annoying. And so then, crazy. But then Dorit, they get to the party and Dorit's like, why wouldn't Sutton tell me
this that is they exactly have, what I'm talking about? Yeah.
That they have press here. Da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, literally 1 week earlier, Dorit did press about her robbery at Kyle's event.
It's so gross.
It's so like.
So that's why I'm like, and you just, you're trying to, it's almost like she's trying to monopolize, like, being in a, having had something bad happen to her.
Yeah. Right.
Where it's like, you make it hard to feel bad for you because you shit on everyone.
Right.
It's like so hard. Like, why would there not be press?
Right.
What are you talking about?
And at first I was like, oh, maybe Sutton could have let her know. And I'm like, well, and then I saw that and I'm like, well, yeah, you just did press just about did, it.
Yeah. Like, what?
So what would she think to let you know?
Yeah. And the safe space thing is so bad because it's the second time. And she, first of all, is like really trying to use her like following to like make Crystal look really bad for saying that, as if she like intentionally was trying to like make Dorit like re-traumatize her with the word safe. And I'm like,
right.
First of all, that is so fucked up.
Right.
Secondly, safe has a lot of levels to it.
Yeah.
So you can knock that off really quick. And if you look up
just
safe space.
Just like violated does, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not just sexual.
And she said violation of fucking space.
Yeah.
Which is very much not something that's sexual. So
yeah.
That's enough of that. But safe space is a place or an environment in which a person or category of people can feel confident that they will not be exposed to discrimination, criticism, harassment, any other emotional or physical harm, which is like literally Crystal's complaint with the girl.
Yeah, right.
And I have a picture of that because I had to tweet it at somebody.
Yeah.
Because you won't learn today. Okay.
Yeah. So that was just a lot and very frustrating.
Yeah.
And
it gets worse.
Right. And then it gets worse.
Well, I do have to say really quick, in the car ride, I was literally distracted by how good Kyle and Dorit looked.
Yeah, they did look phenomenal.
Oh my God.
They're really pretty.
On fire. Anyway. So then we get to Sutton's party. Okay, so Kyle, really quick sidebar. Someone put together a masterful on Twitter, like, thread of this theory they have about basically like Garcelle has been coming for Kyle's position because Kyle has like slowly become the queen of Beverly Hills, and anyone who has stepped to her is now gone, even mm-hmm. the originals. And Garcelle is like has put herself through some serious training and put the fucking work in and is now like trying to like come for the queen bee position. Mm. And she has like built up her little posse versus like Kyle's little posse. And she has done clearly a lot of scheming. Mm. And so basically the conversation is like, if they're going to be able to share together and play nice, or if Garcelle's going to come for Kyle's position. Which it just like, I don't know, the last two episodes are just like scheme to scheme, like literally just like producer to producer of Kyle and Garcelle. And this was just like another one where it was like, it just seemed like they both like coordinated the shit at Sutton's party.
Yeah.
Like honestly. So Kyle wastes no time stirring shit up with Sutton.
Immediately.
Like I mentioned before, I already kind of said that. She basically was like, I know you would never say anything like that. This is what, you know, is being said. And of course, Sutton likes to just dismiss all the terrible things she says all the time and act like it was nothing. And she just wants to get past it. And she was like, yeah, if I said offensive shit to people all the time, I would just want to get past it too.
And she talks in code too. Like she'll tell Crystal like, well, I apologized and we moved on. And she'll say things like, and they give a clip to the next episode. And she's like, and Garcelle's like, what did you say? And she's just like, so, you know, if she didn't say anything bad, she would have been like, I didn't say anything out of line.
Right.
You would always defend yourself.
And she like basically like low-key threatened Crystal when they sit down where she was like, well, I'm not going to be able to do this if anything comes back up. Basically, like, if you say the fucking racist shit I said, we're not going to be friends.
Yeah.
Is what I heard.
Right.
So
going back to Kyle.
Yeah. She's just been like, even what last episode I was like, the way she was grinning creepily when Sutton and Dorit were making up.
Yeah.
Like she's just here to just scheme and she just doesn't really have a storyline. She's desperate to like create drama.
And then Garcelle is making her storyline out of Kyle being this pot stirrer.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You couldn't be. If Kyle's stirring the pot, you're pouring the ingredients, honey. Like, you, I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. You two are the biggest pot stirrers.
It's crazy.
It's gross.
It's not a cute look.
So then they all sit down in a group at the party, and then they're just sitting and attacking Crystal for bringing it up. And Crystal's like, I was defending myself, and I don't understand. I feel like this is going to get brought up at the reunion, and they're going to see all the hate comments that they got, because that was some bull.
That
shit.
Was crazy. First of all, I cannot hear another fucking person tell Crystal she shouldn't have brought it up.
Yeah.
Because literally, Garcelle brought it up from last year.
Exactly.
Literally just drew it from thin air from last fucking year. And Garcelle is like sitting here warning Sutton to watch out for her and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, it was you that threw Sutton to the wolves last episode when you didn't tell her you were going to bring her up again with the Dorit thing.
Right.
Whereas actually Crystal came to Sutton beforehand and gave her a heads up.
Right.
And you didn't.
Right.
And now it's you bringing all the shit up from last year.
Yeah.
Starting all of it and acting like Crystal's just talking shit out of her from nowhere.
Right. I know. I wonder how this is going to play out because Crystal, Sutton, and Garcelle are like great friends in real life right now.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm like, how does this shake out? If I was Crystal, I'd be like, fuck you both.
Fuck you. Yeah, I'd be so mad. I honestly, like, I thought it was amazing of how quickly she, like, let go of the stuff last year. Like, how Sutton came so hard for her and wouldn't stop. Like, remember the kicking under the table thing? Like, she was determined to
You kicked me under the table.
It was creepy how obsessed with her she was. It was,
and
like,
she was
weird.
Like, I was trying to tell you it was a joke.
Yeah. Like, she was, like, just trying to, like, get on good terms with her all season. And Sutton was just determined to hate her.
Like, two seasons.
Yeah, there's, two seasons. Yeah. It was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But yeah, Garcelle basically telling her to watch her back with her new friend, blah, blah, all this bullshit. And I'm like, first of all, everyone should be a little more concerned with what Sutton said.
Yeah.
Like, I'm more concerned with, like, the racism than I am with even who brought it up anyways in the first place, or with saying, oh, I can't, I know something but can't tell you. I don't give a fuck. How about you should be more concerned that there's an asshole in your group? How about that? It's so crazy.
Exactly. And then Crystal brings up Dark and they again go after her. That's just really, it's like,
it drives me crazy.
I'm sorry. Why don't we give Crystal a dictionary at this point and we'll highlight the words that she can use. It's so fucking nasty. And
that's probably the maddest.
And oppressive. It's just gross.
It is. It really is. And that's probably the maddest I've seen her get, where she's like, no, no, you're not going to fucking dismiss another word I'm using. Like, this is crazy. She can't pick a good word. It's insane. It's insane. So, yeah, I feel like also the struggle is that, like, not to be like, not to throw ageism into it, but I do think that plays a big part because I think that she is like very much more modern and uses like language that like younger, like millennial group types use that are like more
appropriate. And they're not like gaslighty. Yeah. And they're not like, oh, we're gonna comfort this situation with a blankie because we don't want to hurt other people's feelings. Fuck that shit. Like, it was what Sutton did was invasive.
Yeah.
Literally invasive. Yeah. Like, if somebody came in, like, to my room while I was naked on the phone and they had just attacked me for an entire weekend, I'd be like, you invaded my privacy.
Yeah, and they, like, made a weird comment. I'd be like, get the fuck out of my room.
Right. Weirdo. Exactly. And then I'm sure that any racist thing is dark. And the fact that we can't just, like, stick up for that is so gross to me.
Yeah, that's dark. It's deeply disturbing. Yeah. That's dark. Yeah. That's what that is.
Exactly.
And also, like, if you're being attacked by a bunch of people, like, mentally, then that's not a safe space. So
exactly.
These are all words that we use because they have actual meaning, and we are in a culture that tries to be more inclusive now. So there's that. And then there's people like Kyle's generation who are like, oh, you guys just, you're too emotional, you're too whatever, you're too whatever, and she's running around crying, screaming about everything all the time since season one. So
exactly.
It's just frustrating. Like, I feel like it's almost just like the hypocrisy in this season is just making me lose my fucking mind.
I know. Same.
It's really bad. Like, this season specifically, because there's like a power struggle going on that everyone's just being like thrown everywhere and it's just a free for all.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of why, but it's so frustrating to watch where I'm like, you are literally the biggest hypocrites. Everything you say is hypocritical. Yeah. So, super fun stuff.
So, that's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, really episode 14.
Yeah.
Just kidding. But then we have Real Housewives of Dubai. And I don't know if we're going
to... Episode one.
I don't know if we're going to dive super deep into this because it's a lot of just, like, introductions.
We almost didn't do this, actually, just because of the debate of whether or not it's, like, ethical.
Yeah. It's very controversial.
It's really controversial because of, like... human trafficking and slavery and stuff. But I'm like, we watch all of the U.S. ones and that the history is not much better there.
I know, but I feel like there's like a certain level of oppression there where
it's really bad.
Yeah, and it's only showing like a certain select few group of women.
It is.
Who like have kind of broken this boundary, but unfortunately like that doesn't represent most people.
Yeah, I agree, but I do feel like, there are parallels to it's a much more extreme version, I would say, but than like our culture here. Like it's condensed and extreme, but like I don't know. It's all fucked up, but I do like that it's bad, but I do like that it's showing like different cultures and it's like really wealthy Black women for the most part, and it's like
cute kids.
It's good exposure and representation.
Yeah.
Which is good. But I agree, I am having an internal struggle because it's like, I don't know, they have some really fucked up laws and shit there and horrible human trafficking and stuff, which is bad. Not good.
Bad, not good.
But as of now we're doing it. So we're gonna do first impressions, basically.
Ayan.
So
too much for me.
Okay. I would say that's fair.
Too much.
I really like her. I think she's so fucking fabulous, like that she's just like paving the way for like Black supermodels.
Yeah, that's like, fine, so cool. But she's doing it in the least humble way she can.
She's not humble. That's not a strength. That's a weakness for her.
She has zero humbleness about her.
She doesn't. I agree. She doesn't even know the word humble. But for the most part, I just kind of like what she stands for. So
I do like what she stands for. No, I don't really like her. I don't like her. I don't know what she stands for yet because I just met her. And all she talks about is herself and how great she is.
She opened up saying, teaching us how to say we're a boss bitch in four different languages, yeah. which I'm here for. So yeah. I'm like, I'm sorry.
See, at first I was like, yes, bitch. But then everything she says, and I hate, let me tell you guys this. I hate when people use "you're just jealous of me" in an argument.
Oh my God. It's so bad. No, she is not my favorite. Too much. I will say she's not my favorite, but I'm more like her.
I'm such a
But I'm more like her than don't like her.
Okay, I 1% like her, 99% don't like her.
Okay, that's fair.
But she is doing amazing work. Her pictures are fabulous. She's beautiful. Incredible. That's all in my 1%.
And her relationship with her son
is so cute.
Yeah.
Very cute.
That falls into your 1%. She doesn't get another percent for that?
Her son gets 1%. Her son actually.
Her son gets his own percent.
Her son gets 100%, but he's okay. on his own scale.
That's fair. Okay, so then we have Caroline.
Stanberry,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Stanberry, yep.
Sergio.
Sergio.
Might be the hottest, Sergio. Most attractive man I've ever met in my entire life.
Everyone, like, basically, we have all these polls we've been doing for years about mm-hmm. the most attractive this, the most attractive that, and Dubai just walked in and was like, crushed everything yeah. we've ever done. Most attractive women, most attractive husbands.
Men. Yep.
Goodbye.
Everything. And then, there was a couple things about this, though. Everybody kept commenting about age and how there's such a big age gap, whatever. They're 15 years apart. And I think the only reason it's getting, what? I think the only reason that it's getting brought up so much is that because she's older. Because I feel like there's a ton of 10 to 15 year age gaps within Housewives. Or maybe it's just like culturally different. I don't know if Dubai like does things different where,
yeah.
you know, they don't have as big of an age gap. But she's,
I feel like that probably plays a little part of it too. They have so many. They're so, they have a lot.
Traditional.
Like she, when I think Sarah later is like, it's becoming acceptable for a woman to be divorced. I'm like, oh my God. Like right. that's, they have these things, or like Sergio and Caroline had to leave mm-hmm. to a different country to get married.
Yeah, because of religion. Yeah. That was because of religion mm-hmm. though, which brings me to my next point. Another mm-hmm. thing that I'm just like, I can't wrap my head around is the fact that like people can't get married and because yeah. she's divorced and he's Catholic
mm-hmm.
and she's like in the Catholic community, I don't know. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
So yeah, those are a couple things to me, but I think they're a beautiful couple. They look very happy and mm-hmm. I'm very happy for her because yeah. coming out of a divorce where you moved to a different country,
yeah,
different continent, different life for somebody
mm-hmm.
is really hard. So yeah. she seems really happy and I love that for her.
Yeah, I guess I have been really curious about her because she comes from Ladies of London, which I didn't watch. So already people like her a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to get to know her. And I also think about the age thing. I'm like, just fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
Just fuck off mm-hmm. about it. Honestly. Like
there are anybody would love to have a man that beautiful.
Truly. So, and already she tried her age once and it didn't work out.
Yeah.
So maybe just let her live her fucking life.
Right. Right.
Okay. Then let's move on to Lisa.
Lisa. Her kids are.
Her family is maybe the most beautiful family I've ever seen in my life.
Literally.
Her kids are so cute.
And they all have different accents.
They just have different accents. I'm like, I love this. Just like British. Reigning in culture.
English and.
Jamaican. I'm obsessed. And then she showed the picture of her and her husband when they like were first dating. And I was like, you were just walking around being the cutest couple in Miami. Like, what does that feel like?
Oh my God.
Amazing.
So yeah.
And she's funny, I think, too.
Mm-hmm.
She seems to be like, I think she's going to be someone to not fuck with.
Yeah.
But also not start the drama.
Do you know who she kind of reminds me of?
Who?
Who she talks like?
Who?
Chelsea from Selling Sunsets. Like Chelsea. A little like toned down version.
Was Chelsea again?
The new one. The new black one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, her accent's not as, like, exaggerated, like, Valley Girl mm-hmm. as, because I think Chelsea's taken on a little bit of the Valley Girl.
Yeah, she has the Valley Girl, and she, because Chelsea's accent is, like, originally kind of British, but also has all these different things.
Yeah.
So, like,
it reminds me of Lisa's a little bit.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Okay, then we have Caroline B.
Mm-hmm. Caroline Brooks.
Caroline
Brooks. The only Brooks we've ever liked on.
Yeah, true. Don't even remind me. I like her.
I like her too.
I loved like just her story. Like mm-hmm. just basically being like, I just like, again, another mm-hmm. person who came here for her marriage.
Yeah.
And then, which I think she was from like, she's from somewhere in the,
Boston?
In the Northeast somewhere. Yeah. Yeah.
Some, I think it was
outside
Boston.
Of Boston. Yeah. Anyway, like what a transition.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh my God. That's,
but you never thought you'd end up there in your life. But yeah. Basically she was like, I chose to take nothing, which is like, what's nothing to you? I would love to know. But she said she chose to take nothing for her son, which I think they're so cute.
Yeah. And again, her son's so
adorable.
Like, shut up.
Shut up. Yeah. And then
she built an empire.
I'm like, give me the details. Show me your business plan.
Yeah.
How do you take, you lived in Dubai already. You walked out of a divorce with nothing and lived in Dubai. How could you get by? That place is insane.
How could you get by in Dubai? But yeah, I don't get it. I literally don't get it, but she literally was like, I belong in the Guinness Book of World Records. And I'm like, yes, honey.
You really do. How do we get you there?
Yeah. I'm like, yep. And then can you write a book about your business plan?
And can you just share it with me so I can be really wealthy?
Yeah, and then Jasmine will share it with me so I'll also be really wealthy. And then there will be a Real Housewives of Minneapolis. And it'll be interesting.
It'll be so interesting. It won't be boring at all.
Yeah. We might not be. We'll be on like Gina's level from Orange County. But people like Gina, so.
Yeah, true.
I did not.
And Gina's not coming back.
Thank God. TG, moment of silence for Gina not coming back. Hallelujah. That bitch went crazy.
God bless.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we have our first bit of drama. Mm-hmm. And it's Ayan and Lisa.
Yeah.
Ayan and Lisa at lunch. Which was funny because it was just so housewives to just sit down, have a lunch, call someone up and shit talk the person next to you while you're at lunch with them. I'm like, is there anything more fucking housewives?
That was so funny.
Oh, it cracks me up.
But I just want to make a point because this is something that I will bring up later too. Ayan sits down and immediately trashes Caroline's relationship. And so they clearly have beef. So
which is weird because they acted like they didn't know each other later. But anyway.
Exactly. That's what I was about to say. At the dinner, Ayan was like, you don't know anything about me. It's like, you know enough about her to shit on her entire...
Right.
Whatever. So then...
And Caroline was like, I can't stand. She straight up was like, can't stand. I was like, y'all got some beef.
Yeah. Though. But then I thought it was funny how they refer to people as their last names. But Yeah, that does also circle around back later. And then at this entire dinner, even before they got, Ayan talks so highly of herself that I was just like, my eyes couldn't roll further back.
I know, because I kind of have the same thing going with Diana and Beverly Hills, where I'm like, I liked you for a second, but you're too much about that.
Right.
It ruins it for me. It's like, I get very bored of that. It's like, enough.
Same. But then Caroline Brooks calling Lisa about Ayan not being invited while she was literally at the dinner. And she's like, well, I'm just at a lunch. And she's like, and Ayan was like, bitch, I am here.
She was like, bitch, you're at lunch with me. Get off the phone.
Yeah.
that was funny.
Really funny. But I feel like Lisa's a really good balance for Ayan.
Yeah, I think so too.
I don't know, but we'll see. It seems like Lisa's very like level-headed about stuff. And
yeah.
We'll see. We'll see how that goes. We'll see.
So then we have the said engagement.
Well, it was actually a bachelorette event. Bachelor and bachelorette.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I thought it was an engagement event, but it was a, what did they call it? A stag do.
A stag do. I thought it was a celebration because they already got married.
No, because they're still like going through with the wedding.
Okay. I thought they had just, okay. All right.
No.
Anyway.
But that looked like a blast, and everybody looked beautiful.
Stag do is so funny. Yeah, everyone looked great. It looked so fun.
But they all had these marvelous shoes on to just have to take them off before they entered the boat. I was like, what the fuck? You would have caught me pulling up with flip-flops.
So silly, yeah.
Yeah. But that looked like a lot of fun. I loved that for them.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel bad Ayan wasn't invited because that's kind of mean.
Yeah.
But I'm going through a situation like that with my personal friends.
And... Yeah. Friends can be fucking mean, dude.
Yeah.
But, okay, so then what we didn't do is cover Sarah and – who am I missing?
Nina,
yeah. Sarah and Nina.
Thoughts. Which Nina is my favorite name in the entire world. I feel like they just didn't get a lot of
– it kind of came at the end, but maybe we can just do them quick before we talk about the end drama.
Yeah, I like them both, but all we really saw is them going up in that tower with their kids.
I know, which was cute.
Yeah, super cute moment.
Showed that, like – I guess Nina is the link to the two groups because Sarah just seems to be meeting everyone. I just find it's just the dynamics here in Dubai are so fascinating of like what's acceptable and not acceptable, mm-hmm. and how it's like traditional, but also like really wealthy and in new age in some ways. It's like super weird. It's like just a really strange culture. Like it feels so foreign to me that I can't even like really wrap my mind around it. But when they're kind of like just talking about like, first of all, it's such different cultures than we've ever seen on any Bravo show, which is amazing.
And it's many different like religions.
Yeah, different and religions. Just, exactly. Like, the whole thing. Yeah. Tops to bots. Different religions, different languages, mm-hmm. different cultures, mm-hmm. different ethnicities, mm-hmm. different fucking everything. It's so refreshing. But then they say comments, like I said earlier, when Sarah's like, yeah, it's becoming, she's gone through two divorces. Like, can you imagine in a place like that? And she's like, it's just becoming okay. So I guess it's fine or whatever. And then she's like, I'm kind of a rebel because of this and that. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, then we have places like California where the divorce rate is 100%.
Don't throw out this crazy.
We didn't, you guys want that. Real facts? Come to me.
Don't come to this podcast at all if you want real facts.
But yeah, so that is crazy.
I also just think Sarah is like the most beautiful person I've ever seen. She's in my very
pretty.
Life.
She's very pretty. I don't know. I don't have a temp chart.
I get gives vibes from them because Nina whipped out her crystals and her in sage. The first 5 seconds. And her sage. And I was like, okay, you're a bit of me.
So then Nina has a dinner. And even at the dinner, we didn't get to know Nina because Caroline and Ayan came in guns ablazing.
I will say that. I thought Caroline made something out of nothing, because if someone called me by my last name, I just feel like I wouldn't be phased, especially if it's in a place where like that's just a thing people do. I guess it apparently that's what it seems like,
right?
Because they all call each other by their last names.
Yeah.
And she got so mad about it. I'm like, bitch, that's your last name. Yeah. Like what?
Right.
It's fine.
Yeah. She was definitely picking a fight to pick a fight.
Yeah. She was already hot about it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so then they come in and that's hot. And then Ayan. She's like, I just looked in the mirror and I just loved myself tonight.
She has
and
no
I
was chill like, about herself.
Oh
she
man, I'm going to just turn my TV off immediately.
No, so when she said that, it was like, it wasn't even played cool. She was like, no, I'm full on obsessed with myself.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't even a passive comment.
Right.
So crazy.
Well, and then they start talking about the bachelorette party. And I'm like, okay, well, it is rude to just keep carrying on and on and on and on about something that somebody wasn't there at.
Intentionally left out of it. It'd be different if they, like,
couldn't make there. It.
Like, Sarah doesn't know them, so it's, like, normal. Right. But she, like, left you out intentionally.
Right.
So that's not nice.
Yeah. But, and then for them to just, like, act like they didn't have previous beef, I need to know more.
I know. I'm like, bitches, don't play. We can tell. So just spill what happened.
Yeah, tell us.
And then basically the other Caroline, Brooks, being like, oh, I didn't say she said that. I said that you're not important enough to come. And I was like,
dang, bitch. Brooks doesn't fuck around with Ayan.
No, she's
over Ayan.
She's already over it. And then there was Lisa in the background being like, I thought you were giving a toast.
Yeah, I know. She's like, I thought you were going to toast. And Nina was like, yeah, damn, where's my toast?
And Ayan like definitely came in hot about all that. So we will certainly see how that goes.
We certainly are going to.
But that's pretty much it. Not a whole lot to go off of for that for now. But looks like it's going to be, if nothing else, a very lavish season.
Yeah.
Of crazy lifestyles that we don't usually get to see.
We'll see. What's your temp check on it? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
So far, a very tentative thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm not dedicated to it. How about you?
Same. That's exactly how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like if for some reason it was just like a one and done episode, I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Well, we did post on it on the socials, so please let us know what you think. I accidentally started a war this week on social media. It is still full ablaze, so if you want to join that, feel free. It was just a comment about what happened this week on Beverly Hills, so definitely check out the Twitter. It is Dose of Reality _ that's DOS of Reality. And then also we are on Instagram. It's Dose of Reality, dose.of.reality.
And Dose so is DOS because it's the two of us.
It's two.
Get it?
Dos. And then also please like and subscribe if you're into it. Next week we'll be back with Beverly Hills in Atlanta, of course, and then most likely Dubai, I would say. So that's it. Thanks for joining, guys.
Goodbye, everybody.